At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
A warmer, friendly, hello. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Seats with myself, Greg Eustis, and now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you as the gentlemen over there at HeatCheckCBB. They are doing absolutely excellent work when it comes to the world of college basketball, taking a look at everything that we've got there. And we're going to be joined by one of those fine members today, Andy Dekoff. He does an amazing job taking a look at everything that they've got going on there. He's been doing a great job with his ratings of guys in the transfer portal. In the second segment, we're going to be chatting with him about some of the guys that they've got pretty impactful NBA draft decisions. And on top of that, we wound up seeing quite a few guys out there in the Pac-12 because he is a man that is out there in the great state of Oregon. So he does a great job taking a look at West Coast college basketball that wound up going out to the Pac-12. So we're going to be talking about some of those moves, what we've been seeing out of that conference this offseason, the hierarchy of the Big Ten with regards to all conferences in college basketball, the fact that looks like it might be a little bit of a tougher year for them as well. And we're also going to be taking a look at, can some of these teams that have been making moves in the transfer portal from the WCC perhaps dethrone Gonzaga, maybe not from a regular season title perspective, but be able to steal a game or two? Because other than really BYU and St. Mary's, we haven't seen it so much, but we did wind up seeing a team from that conference wind up getting a big get from the Pac-12 on Wednesday. So we're going to be discussing that with Andy in the second segment. Then in the final segment, going to give you guys a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Wednesday. And if you ever do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're both firing whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting much in with regards to questions, but we did wind up having that great chat with Andy. So we're going to be bringing that to you next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eustis, now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops-Peters, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guest, as Andy Decoff, along with everyone else over there at HXCBB, are doing absolutely terrific work. And with Andy, he's doing a nice job holding it down over there on the West Coast. He does some contributions when it comes to Mountain West Wire. He is the sports editor for the Badras Pioneer, along with doing some great work over there at the Portland Tribune as well. So this man has you covered with a little bit of everything when it comes to the West Coast and more specifically Oregon as well, and the entirety of college basketball to go along with it. And to be able to follow Andy on Twitter, that is at Andrew Decoff. Last name is spelled D-I-E-C-K-H-O-F-F altogether. And Andy, it is great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Greg.
It is great to have you aboard. And Andy, we have seen quite a few moves by the West Coast here in recent days. And what I think has been so interesting is been taking a look at San Francisco this offseason, because even though they wind up losing Todd Golden, which losing Todd Golden is just brutal, but I've been very impressed by how they've been able to piecemeal things together ever since then. They wound up inking Tyrell Ghost Roberts on Wednesday to be able to pair him up with another returning player in Khalil Shabazz. They bring in Tony Dokacha as well. And I take a look at what San Francisco has done. Not an easy situation losing Todd Golden, but I really think that they made the most of it and have had themselves a very productive offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you touched on a few of the transfers that have come in. I think that Tony Rochak is a huge one from UC San Diego. He is a guy who I think can really fill that kind of similar to Yawen Masalski's role this last year. Keep the momentum going in the same direction that San Francisco's been on. And Marcus Williams coming over from Texas A&M via Wyoming. He's a very talented player as well. Not to disparage the West Coast Conference, but he's coming out of the SEC. So he's a player who can play at a higher level than where the WCC's at. To add him to what they've got coming back, I've really liked what they've done too. And this news of Wednesday of Ghost Roberts going there as well, that's also huge. And, you know, a kind of an underrated thing, perhaps, he started his career at UC San Diego. So a little bit of a pipeline there, and you've got, you know, Rochak and Ghost Roberts both coming from that area. So you may see this team, not that, you know, they'll gel 100% on day one, but they may have a slightly easier uphill battle than a lot of teams bringing in a lot of transfers in the offseason.
Yep, I think that it's going to be interesting to take a look at them. And the West Coast Conference going to be very fascinating in general, because you've got San Diego has brought in a pair of double-figure scorers. I want to talk about this with Steve Quist, who's out there in that city. And I take a look at the West Coast Conference, and no question about it, Gonzaga is still going to be that number one team because they're still Gonzaga, for goodness sakes. But, I mean, they've got a couple of draft decisions of their own, because you've got Julian Strother out there along with Drew Timian. How they wind up looking and their overall dominance of the conference, it is really hinging upon those guys, because Santa Clara, they're going to be taking a little bit of a step back, so they don't have to worry about them quite so much. And I don't think that Gonzaga is going to be losing to, like, Pepperdine or anything like that, but I think that this could be a year that if you do wind up losing Timmy and you do wind up losing Strawthorn, I'll just say this right now. I don't think they wind up losing Timmy, but in the hypothetical that they would, the difference between they and everyone else in the conference, not necessarily as great, even with them bringing in Efton Reed. And it could be the year that they get picked off and maybe lose a game or two in conference.
You know, when we talk about a team like San Francisco and what they've been able to do in the offseason, and you look at a consistent program like what BYU has been, you look at these upstart programs that seem to always come around, and San Diego certainly seems to fit that bill at least 5 months away from the season or wherever we're at exactly. I think that you're right. I think there is a bit of a vulnerability here. There's not a Jalen Suggs or a Chet Holmgren that gives this unbeatable air to the Gonzaga program right now. They're a team that should be really dang good, but you know, are they going to be that same juggernaut that they've been? I think you make a decent point that maybe not this year. You know, maybe this is the year that they're a little bit more susceptible to losing some things.
And once again, I don't think Drew Timmy winds up staying in the NBA draft, but it is interesting because, I mean, I don't think a lot of people thought that Kenny Lofton was going to be staying in the NBA draft up until he wound up actually doing so about 48, 72 hours ago, but that wound up going down as well. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Andy Dekoff. And Andy, we have seen a couple guys with regards to big NBA draft decisions wind up making theirs, like I mentioned with Mr. Lofton. The fact that he decided that he was going to be staying in the NBA draft, that's pretty big. You did wind up seeing another guy that is out there in the West Coast Conference decide to make his decision as well. You did wind up seeing the gentleman from Santa Clara in Jalen Williams decide that he's going to be staying in, along Jabari Walker from Colorado. So those are a few guys that are going to be staying in. But where you take a look at that, have yet to decide that saw big decisions, because obviously there are quite a few teams that they've got a lot to gain to lose, like a Gonzaga. We wanted mentioning those, but or a few other ones that really come to mind for you.
A couple that come to mind, especially, you know, looking at the West Coast, I do see, you know, a couple of decisions looming for Oregon. Will Richardson, Quincy Guerriere, not exactly sure where they're at in this process. Jeff Goodman Wednesday put out a list of all the guys confirmed to be staying in, and these are two names that were not on the list, and they underperformed last year. Guerriere was a part of that transfer class that came in. Will Richardson was kind of expected to take a big leap. Things didn't quite work out, so we'll see how attractive coming back looks for them, because it's not like they are coming off of a really hot, successful season that could make them hungry for more. But, you know, if they're hearing good things about their pro prospects, then, you know, they may stay out there. Another one out here in the West Coast, in the Pac-12 that I'm seeing, you know, USC, Drew Peterson and Boogie Ellis are a couple names also on that early entry list that are, as far as I know, not decided or not announced on their decisions yet. So, you know, those could be potentially conference shaping decisions, depending on how those four guys make their decisions.
Yep, I agree that those are some very big decisions as well. And then I take a look at Michigan out there in the Big Ten, because you've got both Caleb Houston along with Musa Diabate as well. It seems like we're probably not going to see both of those guys wind up coming back, as they did wind up signing Jalen Llewellyn here in the offseason as well, being able to get him, and that's relatively solid for them. But I think that they've got a lot to gain slash lose as well, because I'm hearing a lot of hubbub that Indiana is the best team out there in the Big Ten, and I mean, I can tell you right now, I think that Indiana is much improved. I don't know if I could get behind Indiana being the best team in the Big Ten, though, just because we've seen them in past years have a lot of hubbub, and then the offense just winds up doing absolutely nothing whatsoever, which it seems like we have that song and dance with almost every Big Ten team every single year, but I digress. But I do take a look at Michigan, and I think that they've got some interesting prospects as well, just because the Big Ten, it feels very down. And if you wind up bringing back both of these guys, I'd put them towards the top of the Big Ten. And even just one, I still think that they're going to be towards the top.
I agree that Michigan will stay towards the top. You may be right that on the national level, the Big Ten may be a little bit lower, I guess, than it's been. But no, I think even if Michigan loses one of these two, I don't think it's time to hit the panic button. Even if they lose them both, probably not. Juwan Howard, I think, has earned the benefit of, I don't expect him to preside over a train wreck of a season just because a couple guys decided to stay in the draft. I agree. I think Michigan will stay up there. On Indiana, Trace Jackson Davis is maybe the best player in the conference, but we'll see if they have enough pieces around them, enough luck on their side, enough good coaching going on. Whatever has kept Indiana from reaching its potential in the past with Trayce Jackson-Davis, who has been this caliber of player, you know, for a couple of years now, you know, hopefully if they can get past whatever those blocks are, then they could have a chance to be the best team in the league. I mean, it's May, so anybody could. But yeah, I think obviously him coming back, Race Thompson coming back, these are pretty big decisions. Again, it's May, so this is the time to buy into, you know, every team can be the best team, right? This is the time where hope abounds and where you can feel excited that somebody's going to turn that corner, or that new guy that you just brought in is going to be the difference maker, or whatever the narrative is. This is the time of convincing, where whatever moves are made, now you have to kind of go with them and figure out why it's going to work. You know, I'm sure there's contingents of every fan base, though, who criticize every move too.
Hey, I'm trying to give Nebraska a little bit of hope here as well. They signed Emmanuel Vandenbilt about a week or so ago, and hey, the Big Ten looks not so great this year. They wound up having a good end to the year last year. I could see a little bit of improvement for them. So they've got that going on. So I'm right there with you. There is hope about when it comes to college basketball right now. It's joining me on the podcast. We do have Andy Dekoff of HXCBB. And then I take a look at a program that I felt like they should have made a lot more moves this offseason, more specifically with the coach in Stanford. And they finally made a move in the transfer portal. Michael Jones, who wound up averaging right around 12 points per contest at Davidson last season, he is going to be coming in. I think that this is a good move for a Stanford team that, I think I asked you specifically this, if not you, it was other folks that have joined this podcast, why we didn't see more movement with regards to coaches out there in the Pac-12, because I look at Stanford keeping Jared Haas, and that was very interesting. And this is really a put up or shut up year for him. I think that Michael Jones is a big cog for this team. I think that they need a little bit more, and I hope that they're not done with regards to transfer portal, but this is a good first step for Stanford.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially in this time of the transfer portal being as important as it is, Stanford can't really afford all the time to act like an Ivy League school, to put it bluntly. They kind of have to, because the university has its standards, but, you know, that, I suppose, does limit what you can bring in. That was the first comment that I saw attached to the Michael Jones news, was, you know, Stanford kind of breaks its tradition of not taking in transfers because of those kind of rigorous academic standards. That may be something that holds them back in this new age, if they can't hit the recruiting trail and get, you know, the best smart kids available, that's going to be tough. So being able to actually, you know, do that and bring in a guy like Jones, that's important. But, you know, you also do see a guy like Jaden Dallaire leave the program and go to San Diego to be part of that, you know, potential dark horse in the WCC that we were talking about before. So yes, it's good that they brought somebody in. Is it going to be enough to completely move the needle? I'm not sure. Did COVID and, you know, the kind of strange year give some people an extra year on their jobs? Maybe. It could be. Did Jared Haas really earn keeping his job with a 16-16 record? Maybe. Even in my own backyard, I got to look at Wayne Tinkle and the year that he had. And, you know, he's still around. They made some pretty big changes on the staff at Oregon State, but he's still in the head job there. You know, there may be a tendency to hang on to guys a little bit longer. I mean, what has Jared Haas done in Stanford?
Nothing. That is nothing. What he's done. Well,
right, exactly. But you look at a guy like Johnny Dawkins, and he got 8 years in Stanford, and he made one tournament. Yes, they got to the Sweet 16, but he made one tournament in it. You know, Mike Montgomery was there for a long time. Trent Johnson got a little look. It looks like they're kind of holding on. I don't know if they're just kind of not sure what is out there and who's going to come coach at that program, maybe even particularly with the challenges that they could face in the transfer portal. And so, you know, they may just feel that Jared Haas is the man for right now. I'm not familiar enough with that decision in particular of keeping him. I know for sure, but, you know, that does seem to stand to reason. There are some schools that I think are a little bit tentative to make those changes at coach because they don't want to go into the gutter. And you can understand that to some degree, but, you know, then you end up toiling in a lot of 500 or right there around seasons.
Yeah, it certainly has been interesting to take a look at Stanford in recent years because it's not necessarily been going great for them. So I do think that it's a little bit of a put up or shut up year for Jared Haas. And when it comes to HXCBB, you guys always put up your best. You guys always do an absolutely amazing job of taking a look at everything that we've got in college basketball. You guys are doing a nice job with regards to the transfer portal. I know you've been doing a great job of taking a look at all these transfers, some of the best ones that are out there on the board. And I know that the coverage that you guys have is very in-depth. I'm sure that you guys, much like myself, are sort of in a little bit of a holding pattern when it comes to conference previews, just because you got 1,700 names out there in the transfer portal. So I think we're both sort of in that boat there. But I know that you guys are doing amazing work, and you specifically, Andy, with covering a little bit of everything. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and just what you've got going on in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, high school sports season is just now wrapping up for me, so I can kind of start to focus a little bit more back onto the college basketball offseason. Been a busy couple of weeks with state championships and all this sort of thing. So, yeah, so you can find me, like you said at the top, on Twitter at Andrew Diekhoff, DIECKHOFF. You can find work on HeatCheckCBB.com, Mountain West Wire, and yeah, the Madras Pioneer and the Portland Tribune. Just like you said, kind of doing a lot, but about to slow down for the summer and can kind of take a look at this new hot stove that we get in college basketball now, which is, you know, I think it's a lot of fun. And I know there's a lot of hand-wringing about, you know, all this movement ruining the game, but it's happening whether you like it or not. And so I think just kind of sitting back and enjoying it and seeing the chaos for what it is and kind of trying to appreciate it to as much as you can, I think that's how I'll spend my summer following college basketball here.
Oh, it is going to be absolutely amazing to take a look at all that we're getting with regards to the portal movement. We had so many coaching hires happen in this offseason, so we're going to be seeing a lot of new styles in college basketball this upcoming season. Trying to piecemeal what we're going to be getting is going to be an adventure in and of itself, and I know that Andy is going to be enjoying the ride. He and everyone over there at HXCBB do amazing work. So great to be able to get Andy on the podcast today. Big thanks to him. Now it is that time of the podcast. Coming up next, we give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball over the last 24 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Las Vegas, Coast with myself, Greg Eustace, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast. All the gentlemen over there at HXCBB are doing amazing work, and today we had one of those men on, Andy Dekoff, holding it down out there in the West Coast part of the country. More specifically, he's out there in the great state of Oregon. So big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball over the last 24 hours. Did wind up seeing a little bit of news with guys that wound up withdrawing from the NBA draft. Josh Umbala is one of those guys. He wound up saying a few weeks ago that he was going to be going from Buffalo to Ole Miss, and I said it on the podcast a few times, and I'll say it again. All these guys have decided where they're going to be going in the transfer portal. Not one of them has stayed in the NBA draft, so it's going to be very surprising to see if any of these guys wind up actually doing so. But for Umbala, two seasons ago, double-double over there at Buffalo, 15.5 points, 10.5 boards. This is a Ole Miss team that they're clearly looking to play a little bit of defense. Javius McInnes, a good rebounder from Jackson State, is going to be joining them. And last year for Umbala, a block, 13 points, 8.5 rebounds, steal per contest. Popped a couple threes, didn't necessarily shoot those threes very well, but should be a nice upgrade for an Ole Miss team that, I mean, they did a solid job on defense. They are going to need a little bit more on offense, but I do like the upper trajectory with this team. You do wind up seeing Justin Johnson of UT Rio Grande Valley and KJ Simon, according to Jeff Goodman, decide to withdraw from the NBA draft. When it comes to Mr. Johnson, what he was able to do for UT Rio Grande Valley last season, put up 17.5 points, 6.5 boards, 2.5 assists. Now, he averaged 4 turnovers per game just because it was a case of which a bad shot for him was better than a good shot for so many of his other guys. It was a team that was playing quite up-tempo under the first season of Matt Figure as their coach. Shot 33% from threes, a 6'6" combo player. Got to figure that he's going to have another big year, and it's all about UT Rio Grande Valley surrounding him with a little bit of talent, so we need to see if they're going to make more moves out there in the portal. And then KJ Simon, while he was at UT Martin this last season, he was really able to tear it up. A guy that wound up putting up 17 points per contest. Now, he is not NBA ready by any stretch of the imagination, especially with him shooting right in the neighborhood of about 29.5% from three-point range. A little bit of an issue right there, but certainly a guy that is able to go out there and is able to light it up. And he actually wound up beginning his career over there at Troy. And you take a look at what you're going to be able to get out of this UT Martin team and being able to bring back Parker Stewart. That is going to be rock solid for this bunch. I don't think that they're going to be necessarily competing for an NCAA tournament or anything like that, but the arrow is certainly trending upward, even with a guy like a Mikel Anderson deciding that he is going to be leaving via the transfer portal. Did wind up seeing a pair of other bigger name guys wind up withdrawing their name from the NBA draft. I mean, I just can't put it any more simply. All these guys that decided where they're going to be going in the transfer portal before they put their name in for the NBA draft, all these guys are coming back. Fadas Amick is the latest of them. He decided that he was going to be going to Texas Tech a few weeks ago, and Texas Tech getting a great player. 19 points, 13.5 boards, 1.3 assists, while shooting 43.5% from threes. A 6'11" combo player last season. He's going to tear it up. Texas Tech is going to be one of the top teams out there in the Big 12 once again. Once again, it almost feels like just a little bit of broken news at this point. And then also from the Big 12, you figured it was going to be the case with this gentleman, but Adam Flagler has decided that he is going to be going back to Baylor. Baylor looks like they're set up for success now. Matthew Meyer unlikely to be coming back to Baylor because Caleb Lohner, who was playing at BYU last season, he entered into the program, so you've got a little bit of a logjam with regards to big men there, especially with Jonathan Chama-Chachua coming back after he unfortunately wound up having his season ended due to injury last season. But for Flagler, nearly 14 points, 3 assists per contest last season, didn't turn the ball over a lot, shot 39% from 3 with James Akinjo out of the fold. Got to feel like he's probably going to need to see a little bit more ball handling. He did wind up losing Jeremy Shane as well. That's not necessarily something that impacts him too much, but when it comes to Baylor backcourt, he certainly is going to be taking a big step forward with that regard. So going to be interesting to see how he performs this season, and he is coming back. And then you did wind up seeing a big move with regards to one that I was talking about in the last segment. Tyrell Ghost Roberts, the fact that he has decided that he is going to be heading from Washington State and he is going to be going to San Francisco. We talked about all the moves that the San Francisco team has made in the offseason with Andy, but you take a look at Ghost Roberts, 14.5 points per contest, right around 2 assists, shot 92.5% at the free throw line, 34.5% from 3-point range. You do expect is going to be able to tick up just a little bit, but certainly someone that is able to put up quite a few numbers. You would like to see him do a little bit more with regards to facilitating because he is just 5'11", but still, this is going to be a very impactful transfer for them. And after I wound up doing the interview with Andy, we did wind up seeing another team from the Pac-12 decide to make a little bit of a move as well, as DeJuan Clayton, who he was playing for a very, very long time at Coppin State. He was at Hartford last season, but I mean, that season last year was just riddled with injury. He wound up playing 2 games, so he just was not able to get out there on the court. And unfortunately, pretty much for second time in his college basketball career in which he was riddled with injury, I just can't put too much into that 2-game sample size. So we go back to the 2020-21 season when he was at Coppin State, put up that year 15 points, 5 assists, 1.5 steals per game. He has decided that he is going to be going to Cal now. The upgrade in competition from Coppin State, which is out there in the MEAC, to Cal is very, very big, and we've seen Cal get actually quite active with regards to the transfer portal, and a lot of these guys, they haven't necessarily panned out, and they wind up losing Andre 3000 Kelly, so that is going to be a big issue. Now, I like the fact that they added Devin Askew in the offseason, but when you saw them having to run things through Jordan Shepherd last year, who came in from Charlotte, and he wasn't able to give the team 14.5 points per contest, but it was a case of which he wound up putting up 14.5 points on 13 shots per contest, shot right around 30% from 3-point range, and DeJuan Clayton, he's not too much of a better shooter, so I mean, I could see him actually putting up some solid numbers, but I think that those are going to be some relatively hollow numbers. Was never necessarily a great defender. I mean, you have to go from the MEAC up to the Pac-12. I think that this is going to be another really long year for Cal, even though they wind up making this addition. That's just me, though. And then I was talking about it with Andy as well, the fact that you did wind up seeing the Davidson transfer in Michael Jones decide that he is going to be going to Samford. And this is something that Samford needed, in my opinion. You take a look at Jones last season, after his first 2 seasons at Davidson, it's a little bit more of an afterthought with right around 5 to 5.5 points per contest. He did wind up putting up 12 points per game. You need him to maybe work on the passing a little bit, but was able to dole out 2 assists, shot 42.5% from 3-point range as a 6'5", a little bit of a combo player. That's going to be big for a Samford team that, yeah, got to figure that they're going to be without Harrison Ingram, who had put his name into the NBA draft. I'm pretty sure that he is confirmed for staying into the NBA draft. If not, it's going to be moot. That is going to be news to me, but I do take a look at this team in general, and I do think that there is a very good chance that this is going to be another long year for Samford, especially with the fact that they do wind up losing Jaden Dallaire to San Diego, of all schools. That is not something that is too terrific. They have been able to do a pretty solid job with regards to their recruiting in general, but you need someone like Brandon Angel, who last year was just so streaky with regards to his 3-point shooting, to be able to step up even just a little bit. So it's going to be very fascinating to see what winds up happening there. You did wind up seeing Demezi Anderson, who began his career at Indiana and is a former 4-star recruit, decide that he is going to be transferring to Detroit. He was looking at going to Loyola Chicago, wound up playing just 4 games for them last 2 seasons, and just at the college level in general, has never been able to get things going, never was able to get minutes when he was at Indiana. His best year was during that 2019-20 season. Wound up seeing right around 12.5 minutes per contest, right around 3 points, 2.2 rebounds per game. He is a 6'7" combo player that I felt like coming out of high school, he needed to work a little bit on his shooting, but could be a good plus defender. But him going over to Detroit after Antoine Davis decided that he was going to stay, if Anderson is able to live up to his billing that he had coming out of high school a few years ago, class of 2018, according to 247 Sports, was the number 124 recruit there and the number 3 recruit in the state of Indiana, you're certainly taking a look at something. But we have also seen it with Detroit. Someone like DJ Turn It Up Harvey just was unable to do a lot with regards to the team because Antoine Davis is a guy that he commands the ball a lot. You wind up seeing Detroit play very slow, but not a lot of defense whatsoever. They are a team that they're in need a little bit more of rebounding, as well as really Madu Asech was the only guy that was able to give them more than 5.5 rebounds per game last season when he wound up going out of the fold. That wound up being very brutal for this team, but no doubt that is a big pickup for Detroit, and if they're able to get the Anderson that we thought that we were going to get with him coming out of high school, it's going to be massive for them. And this could be massive for Louisiana Monroe. Jamari Blackman, who wound up spending 4 years at North Alabama, he has decided that he is going to be attending the university. And take a look at Louisiana Monroe. They very much have been going after JUCO guys in recent years. I feel like they've really been hitting more of the D1 transfer portal this season. And it's going to be a interesting blend with regards to this team, because they did wind up losing a few guys from last season, and it is a team that they were a little bit better on offense than they've been the last few years. Last time they were really relevant on that side of things is when they wound up having Michael Ertl and company about 3 or 4 years ago. But you do take a look at Jamari Blackman, someone that did wind up seeing a little bit of a dip with regards to his scoring throughout his career at North Alabama. Really started off like a little bit of a lightning rod as in his first year during that 2018-19 season, which was North Alabama's first season at the D1 level. He did wind up putting up right around 14.5 points per game. That year only shot 29% from three-point range this last season. Shot more around 35% from three-point range. So far from lighting the world on fire, but at the same time very solid with that regard. And then you take a look at it, did wind up seeing a little bit of a dip with regards to his assists last two seasons. Really his peak was during that 2019-20 season, where he did wind up putting up more in the pocket of right around 2.7, 2.8 assists per game. But you take a look at this Louisiana Monroe team, and I like what I'm seeing out of them right now. They do wind up bringing in a pair of guys from UAB as well, and Tariq LaCour along with AD Didelo. So I do think that they're starting to find themselves with a little bit of a good blend. You did wind up having a guy in Blackman that for his career was able to generate 1.2 steals per game as well. So should be able to help on the defensive side of things. You did wind up seeing a gentleman that was set to wind up going to Xavier in Hershey Miller. Began his career at Tennessee State this last year, just did not wind up doing much for Tennessee State. Really an unheralded guy. He's back out there in the transfer portal, wound up only playing in 6 total games. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what his prospects are, because I mean, Xavier was interested. I have no idea why Xavier was interested. Maybe it's a walk-on situation, but they were interested in him. Apparently, there's a little bit of buzz growing. I don't see where it's coming from, but that is something to take a look at. Michael Whitmore, he was a walk-on. He did wind up having a couple of D1 offers before he decided to walk on. Did not wind up putting up any numbers with Auburn because he was a walk-on that just did not wind up seeing any playing time. He wound up redshirting. He's out there in the transfer portal as well. DJ Fairley, guy that was playing at Alabama A&M last season, only put up a half a point per contest. He's also out there in the transfer portal. And then Jeremy Shaw has decided that he's going to be going down to the non-D1 level to Pittsburgh State. When guys wind up going from the D1 level to the non-D1 level, very easy for your handicap. All you need to note is that Mr. Shaw wound up having 2 points, 1.5 rebounds per game for Detroit last season. He is no longer a guy that you need to evaluate an handicap, since D2 games do not wind up going up on the Las Vegas betting board. But what I do have for you guys is picks and analysis on every single game, every single day at the D1 level. Once we wind up getting in season and here in the offseason, we're taking a look at everything that we've got. Hopefully within the next few weeks, we'll be able to start up some of these conference previews, because right now trying to sift through everything that we've got. 1,702 players, as I see it right now, verbalcommits.com, are in the transfer portal. So I'm trying to keep everything straight, doing some hunting and gathering with regards to this information. And once we wind up having a little bit of a better feel for these rosters, going to be pumping out those conference previews. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters M. Name does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like here on this podcast. Via that 5-star review coming at you guys every single day throughout the year in general, regular season and off season. And that means coming at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.